You'll still be able to continue to hear the podcast and the radio broadcast.
Good news and shoes. It's Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The good news and shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good news in shoes.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen. For over 25 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live victoriously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. Today, Kurt Owen is continuing a vital teaching entitled, Changing Your Life. This message will revolutionize your life. Let's listen in.
Hello, I'm Kurt Owen. Welcome back to Victory is Assured. This seems to be coronavirus week here on the broadcast. Really, it's about healing. It's about, honestly, people coming back to their right minds instead of being so fearful and so terrified, and to remember who we are in Christ. Now, remember, our broadcast is going off all radio on March 31st. We do ask you to be in agreement with us for about $50,000. We're going to be going on to television soon, and that's about what it's going to take to get started. And so please be in agreement with us and stand with us for that. Now, you'll still be able to continue to hear the podcast and the radio broadcast if you go to KurtOwen.com, KurtOwen.com. Now, the broadcast, Pastor Terry Owen, my wife, who's absolutely awesome, will continue broadcasting in this slot, but it's going to be more as a function of the church rather than just Kurt Owen Ministries. But I strongly recommend that you listen to her, and you can go to the broadcast, you can go to our website at KurtOwen.com and continue to hear her broadcasts and stuff. Now, I said this was coronavirus week, honestly, just because everybody is just going wild over this deal. And at the time of this broadcast, we've got people having to cancel meetings. We've got folks trying to cancel meetings on us. There's just a lot that's going into this. And so I wanted to address this because people are forgetting that we are not like the world, that we have a Lord, that we have a Savior that has redeemed us. And I wanted to go over this again. We're going to remember, we've been talking about how when Jesus wants to change something, this is back what we've been dealing with for weeks, about how to change your life forever, given some practical things, that when Jesus wants to change something, he sends his word, right? And it's his word that he expects to affect a change in your life. And so we've been looking at his word. Now, there are things that can choke the word. There are things that can stop the word. But and we've been talking about that, and we'll get a little bit back to it. But here in Psalms 103, again, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. Now, this is something you can forget. This is something you have to speak to your soul and command it to remember. Forget not all of his benefits, who forgives all of your iniquities, who heals all of your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction. Have you forgotten that? Have you been living a life thinking like a person who doesn't have access to this? Are you with me? Now, again, heals all of your diseases. This includes the coronavirus. Listen, all sickness and disease is a curse. Now, I know there's people out there, nope, sometimes you can't say that just because in your finite mind, you cannot see where that sickness could be a blessing. Doesn't mean that God cannot. How dare you call every sickness and disease a curse? I didn't. He did. I think he's in authority, the Lord Jesus, God Almighty himself. Go with me. We're here in Psalms, but let's go to Deuteronomy here for just a second. And we're in Deuteronomy 28. Now, verse 1 through 14 talks about the blessing coming upon you. Funny thing, not a single disease is listed there. Not a single sickness is listed. Oh, and guess what, guy? God's going to bless you. And he's going to help you. He's going to make you sick to teach you something. No, You've been lying about it this whole time. If you've heard that, you've been lied to this whole time. That is not true. If you look under the blessing of God, not once, not one time has sickness and disease ever been a blessing. Well, you got to remember with Job. You know, Job, he came through that, and look at what all he learned. Job didn't learn anything through sickness and disease. Go back and read it. First off, the book of Job doesn't really have too much. You got to be watchful with the book of Job, because Job did not have was not a participant of the Abrahamic covenant, nor obviously was he a Christian. So you can't sit there and use Job as an example for you. If you're a Jew, there's certain things you can learn from Job, but you can't like put yourself in his place, because Job didn't have the covenant you have if you're a Jew. And if you're a Christian, you definitely can't put yourself in Job's place. But here's the thing about Job. Job didn't learn anything through his sickness and disease. Not a thing. If you go back and reread that, the longer the sickness and disease went on, the more he ran his mouth against God. It didn't bring him closer to God. It drove him further away. Finally, when God appears, how did the man ever learn anything? Because God gave him his word through his spirit. That's how God educates people, through his word and through his spirit. And you want to know one of the first things that Job said when God showed up? I have spoken words without knowledge. All you people who stand up and say, well, remember, God giveth and God taketh away. Remember, that's what Job said. Yep. And when God showed up, you know what he said? I shouldn't have said that, Lord. I have spoken words without knowledge. Now, so here we are. And in 28, go ahead, read down 1 through 14. Not a single sickness or disease listed there. But starting in verse 15, when the curse comes upon people, right? There's plenty of sickness and disease listed here. And then if you get down to verse 61, there's a catch-all. If your sickness and disease, if coronavirus is not listed in verses 15 through 60, then this covers you. Also, every sickness and every plague which is not written in the book of the law will the Lord bring upon you until you are destroyed. Now, see there, God will bring this upon you. First off, I'm not saying God doesn't destroy people, but he doesn't destroy his people that walk with him. That was true in the Old Testament. In the New Testament, he's not going to destroy you at all, because he has sent you a Savior. If you are being destroyed, it is because of your sowing to the flesh, not because of God. Not only that, in this word, God, it says God will bring upon you. It's actually the passive permissive. It means that God will allow these things to come upon you. And of course he's going to allow it. You weren't obedient to him. You didn't do what he said to do. And so now you have made yourself your own God. But here's the thing. Every sickness and every disease is under the curse of the law. If it's not even listed in the curse of the law, there's a catch. Every sickness and every plague, which is not written in the book of the law, will the Lord bring upon you until you are destroyed. So listen, just because it's not written here doesn't mean if it shows up, just so you know, it's under the curse. Coronavirus is under the curse. And let me kind of, I'm going to add this in while we're here. Verse 66. I hear this all the time. People say, well, no man is promised tomorrow. No. It says here in verse 66, under the curse, your life shall hang in doubt before you. You shall fear day and night and have no assurance of life. In other words, it is under the curse for your life to hang in doubt before you. It is under the curse for you to have no assurance of life. Not under the blessing. That's not true. What happens if you're not operating under the curse? Let me ask you this. What if somebody were to show up and bear the curse for you? What if somebody were to show up and say, hey, I'll take the curse for them. I'll take every sickness and every disease for them. What if somebody showed up and says, I tell you what, I'll take and redeem them from their life hanging in doubt before them and them having no assurance of life. What if that were to happen? You think you'd be safe then? Great news. Go with me. Hold your place there, but go with me to Galatians. You know, I know today is Miracle Day on the broadcast, but I'm going to do something a little bit different today, I think. We're in Galatians 3 and verse 13. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us, as it is written, the cursed is everyone who hangs on the tree, that the blessing of God might come upon the Gentiles in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. All right, so remember what we talked about? What if somebody were to show up and take the curse for you? Guess what? Somebody did. Now, Christ, it says right here, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Under the curse of the law, every sickness is every sickness and every plague. Verse Deuteronomy 28, 61. For your life to hang in doubt before you is under the curse, and you shall fear day and night and have no assurance of life, is under the curse of the law. Now, what's the opposite of that? That my life does not hang in doubt before me. If I'm redeemed from it under the blessing, that my life does not hang in doubt before me. I have assurance of life, and that I can be free from every sickness and every disease. Okay, rather than doing miracles today, I want you to do something with me. I want you to get your Bible out, open it up to Galatians 3:13. Now, I've bent my Bible over, and I'm looking at Deuteronomy 61 and 66. Every sickness and every disease and every plague is under the curse of the law, including coronavirus. Now look at Galatians 3:13. Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law. Therefore, Christ has redeemed me from every sickness and every plague. And if I am redeemed from every sickness, if Christ has redeemed me from every sickness and every plague, then I am redeemed from the coronavirus. Coronavirus, you flee from me. I am redeemed from you. You need to be saying this with me. Go back and listen to this over and over again. If you've been afraid of whether you're going to die, you need to say this. Under the curse of the law, a man's life hangs in doubt before them and has no assurance of life. And Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law. Therefore, say this with me, I am redeemed from having my life. That Christ has redeemed me from my life hanging in doubt before me. Christ has redeemed me from having no assurance of life. Man, that's exciting, isn't it? Michael has some important announcements we'll pick up here tomorrow. Remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
Kurt Owen Ministries is dedicated to promoting and propagating the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Toward that end, in addition to everything else that we do, we operate two churches here in the state of Florida, one in Port St. Lucie and one in Clewiston. We intend on continuing to conduct our live services as normally scheduled. We invite you to come and join us in praise and worship to our King Jesus and to hear the uncompromised Word of God every Wednesday at 7 p.m. and Sunday mornings at 10:30 a.m. If you are for any reason, however, uncomfortable attending church in person, please feel free to attend our services online. The live services from our Port St. Lucie Church can be seen and heard at reallifepsl.com, and the live services from our Clewiston Church can be found at reallifecluiston.com. At each website, please scroll down and select the YouTube icon. Once you are on your YouTube page, please simply select live service. Also, if you would like or need prayer for any reason, please just email your prayer request to connect@kurtowen.com. And remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured. God Almighty is excited about you learning how to really know and believe the amazing love that God has for you. We encourage you to listen to these teachings over and over. Remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Kurt Owen would like to offer you a free download of the first session of a recent Knowing and Believing the Love of God conference. He would also like to send you a daily Hearing from God devotional. To receive your free downloads, simply go to KurtOwen.com. Check with this station's programming guide for the times that Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen can be heard every weekday. Remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
West of Old England, A WCNO corporate underwriter has equestrian and western wear from head to toe for both horse and rider.